Mr. Lang got worse every day. Sometimes he yelled, but only at me. With the others, he was just short. Cooper was the only one he stayed polite with. I suppose that was partly because he'd spoken a bit impatiently to him right at the start, whereupon Gary had just turned his head slowly and given him a blank look. After that, Lang was careful with him, and as Cooper was in most of the scenes, he controlled himself most of the time. But when I was in front of the camera alone, that's when things heated up. Lily Palmer in her memoirs on Cloak and Dagger.